Coming up on Friday, the new Hope community in Loch Sheldrake is set to join the Rally in the Valley. It's happening at Letchworth Village in Stony Point, New York. And they're going there to advocate for better compensation for direct service professionals who support 140,000 vulnerable residents across New York State. New Hope, among others, is advocating for a more than 3% pay raise, significant step up from the 1.5% increase proposed in Governor Kathy Hochul's current budget. And this is the time of year these things happen because it is New York's budgeting process right now. So people get out and they advocate for what they'd like to see in the budget. To talk to us about this initiative, we now have Debbie McGinnis, CEO of New Hope Community, on the phone with us to tell us more. Welcome to the program, Debbie.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate this opportunity to share some really important information.
So you've got this rally coming up on Friday in Stony Point. Is this like all your employees going down, or those who can make it going down to kind of demonstrate, or is this just you going down? Like who's actually doing what?
Oh my gosh, no. We have tons of peer organizations in the Hudson Valley region coming from WIHD and the Arc of Westchester. We have CP of Westchester, Richmond Community Services, Devereaux, Open Gate, Community-Based Services, Select Human Services, which is a division within New Hope Services ourselves. We have between 20 and 30 people going, both self-advocates and staff, and we have some organizations that will be showing up with as many as 80 people. We've got, I think, about 5 senators and at least 5 assembly people as well, and it's going to be quite the get-together. So yes, we are there to be strong advocates for needed change and really seeking for very specific things in what will be the enacted budget come April 1st. So we've got some work ahead of us, and we're going to put a big voice and a big effort forward on Friday.
Yeah, it sounds like you're part of a pretty big coalition for this event.
Yes, we are, and that's exactly what we need to do. You know, you have strength in numbers, and together we're stronger. And we have been meeting with legislators in person. We've been having, you know, virtual meetings, phone calls. We've been doing emails and doing letter campaigns. And every opportunity we have to be in person, we've also had some rallies at the Capitol in Albany. But this is a big deal because this really matters.
Now, what about this? There's a $4,000 direct support wage enhancement that you're looking for. Does this go direct to individuals providing direct support? And is this in addition to the cost of living increase that you're asking for?
Yeah. So if I could just back up a minute, you know, it's interesting because it set the stage and put things into context for our listeners. Bottom line is wages have lagged far behind in needed cost of living increases over the last 10 years. And this has really placed our workforce in a very losing earnings position. And if you look at the consumer price index from about 2013 to 2024, costs have escalated by about 27.8%. And the cumulative COLA that we've received has only risen by 11.6%. So we have right now a devastating gap of about 16.2% in terms of losing ground. So currently, Governor Hochul has placed what we consider to be a very mere 1.5% COLA in the 2024-2025 budget, and she did not include the one-time essential health care worker wage enhancement of $4,000 per person. So this really represents another devastating blow to staff who represent the backbone of our human service support system, and they're working tirelessly. They're dedicated. They're talented. Many of them need to work 2 jobs just to survive. So this can't continue. So we're fighting for a 3.2% COLA, and we're fighting for the inclusion of the $4,000 one-time wage enhancement for people. And it's not just for DSPs. It's for all staff that are directly programmatic. In other words, directly providing supports and services to the people that we're all about in terms of what our mission supports.
And just a little more on that, in terms of context, is that then something that was going to other types of healthcare workers, essential healthcare workers that your direct support professionals did not get because of that distinction of the type of work? Is that what happened?
No, she just didn't. She just didn't include this $4,000 wage enhancement that was very hopefully going to be in the budget. I think there might have been. In fact, it's funny because I was actually reading something, and I have a couple of notes here because there was going to be something that. I think New York State DSP workers who basically do the exact same work that we do, they're getting a larger COLA than us, and they're getting a $3,000 wage enhancement. So there's a real disparity between workers that work for New York State in OPWDD state-operated programs and what voluntary provider organizations like New Hope and many others get. So they're getting a larger COLA and a $3,000 wage enhancement. For us, we're looking at a 1.5% COLA and no wage enhancement. So we're fighting for our lives here because our staff need it, and we need this not to just survive, but to really continue to fuel optimal outcomes and best lives for people who look to us for day-to-day support. So this is critical. It's essential.
You're talking about this at this time because New York State is in this budgeting process. You're able to see what is and isn't in the governor's budget and take this opportunity to advocate for what your people need. But at the same time, this budgeting process in New York is where a lot of policy gets determined as well. Are there other messages or talking points that the New York Disability Advocates and New Hope community are bringing to state leaders at this point? Are there other things that you're asking for?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are, but I think just to like recap in terms of, you know, a COLA increase and the essential wage enhancement, you know, this is life-changing in terms of our ability to provide quality of care, to empower people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. You know, they say a society is judged on how it treats most vulnerable. New Hope community, we're doing our share, and we need New York State to do the same. But if you want to step back and you at it very globally, beyond wage, which is very important in terms of driving people's ability to live a life that they can afford and they can enjoy, and everything that that translates into the quality of care for people that they're supporting. I mean, this is such a circle. We're all in this together. So we're fighting for our staff, but ultimately it means we're fighting for the best lives of the people that we support that are supported by our staff. But we're also advocating on a federal level for a standard occupational classification for DSPs because they don't have that. And that really doesn't give them ownership and value and professionalism specific to what their role is. And we're really advocating for increased funding to really drive training and career pathways for DSPs because they need to have a trajectory specific to a career where we can invest in them, their knowledge base, their skill set can grow. It benefits them. It benefits the people that they support. It benefits what we're all about. We're driving positive change forward. So those are other things that we're working on to round out the picture of let's do our best.
Okay.
Let's do what our responsibility is.
Debbie McGinnis, CEO of New Hope Community, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you.
Of course. My pleasure. Thank you so much.